This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Today on Achron Shel Pesach, we learned the great song of Shlomo HaMelech, we learned Shir HaShirim. Chasam Sofer writes in the Drashos, what does it mean, Shir HaShirim? Well, Shiras Hayam is a song of the great miracle of the Yam. Shiras HaBe'er is a great song of the miracle of the Be'er. Shir HaShirim, then, is the song that we're zoicha to sing Shira to Hashem. If we have the privilege to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to sing Shirim, that itself requires a shir. Shir HaShirim, a song for the great privilege to sing to Hashem. The Chidon, the Sefer Dvash Lefi, also in the Chaymas Hanach HaMishlei, brings down from the great Ramami Pano, Rav Nachman Azariah of Pano, one of the great Italian Mekubalim, in the Sefer Maimar Mea Kesita Simin Peivav. In my edition of the Mamore Rama, it's in Simin Peivav. He brings down an absolutely astounding comment that in the two words, Shir HaShirim, is alluded the entire lifetime, the entire career of Shlomo HaMelech. So let's shir. Where in the words Shir HaShirim is there a remez to the lifetime of Shlomo HaMelech? Now, to get a glimpse into some of the wondrous things that occurred to Shlomo HaMelech, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Gittin on Daf Samaches, let me tell you the story. The Gemara says that when Shlomo HaMelech built the Mikdash, he encountered a great dilemma, and that is, the Pasuk says that V'habayis b'hi ba'noisai even shalema masa nivne. It had to be whole stones hewn out of the mountain. So Shlomo says to the Rabbanon, how do I carve these great stones out of the mountain without using metal? The pasuk says, "Lay son of Alehem Barzel." One cannot wave, cannot lift metal against the stones of the Mikdash. So Shlomo wanted to know how to carve out the stones. So the Rabbanan said, "Get the shamir worm that Moshe Rabbeinu used to carve out to engrave the stones of the ephod. Use that worm to carve out the stones for the Mikdash." So he said to the Chachamim, where is the Shamir stone? So the Chachamim say, why don't you get a male demon and a female demon and pressure them? Maybe they'll tell you. So that's what he did. So he pressured a male demon and a female demon, and the male demon and the female demon said, we don't know. Why don't you go to Ashmedai, the king of the demons? Maybe he knows. So Shlomo said, where does he live? So they said, he lives on a certain mountain, he digs a pit there, he fills up the pit with water, he covers it with his signet ring, and every day he goes up to the Masifta Derakia, where he learns in the Masifta Derakia, and then he comes downstairs and he learns in the Masifta Da'ara, and he inspects the pit to see if anyone tampered with the pit. He sees if his sign remains intact. If it is, he drinks from it. So what did Shlomo HaMelech do? He sent Binayahu ben Yehoyada, who was the head of the Sanhedrin in the days of David and Shlomo, it's a Gemara in Brachas on Daf Dalet, and he was the commander of Shlomo's army. And he sends him and he gives to him a chain that had engraved on it the name of Hashem, and he gave him a ring that had on it engraved the name of Hashem. He gave him balls of wool, he gave him other mysterious items, and this is what Benayahu did. He dug a pit in the mountain underneath the pit that Ashmedai dug, and he siphoned the water in Ashmedai's pit into his pit. He then dug a pit on top of Ashmedai's pit, and he attached the two pits with an underground connection. He filled up his pit with wine, and he then diverted the wine into Ashmedai's pit. He filled up his pit above, his pit below, so that Ashmedai should not suspect that anyone tampered with his pit. Now in Ashmedai's pit is wine. And then Benayahu goes and he goes up into a tree. Meanwhile, Ashmedai comes back. He inspects his signet ring, his sign. Nobody touched it. It's untampered with. He opens up his pit. He's about to drink and he realizes there's wine in it. Says the Gemara, Ashmedai said, Wine causes mockery, wine causes blunders, wine causes immorality. I'm not going to drink it. But then he got thirsty, and he couldn't resist, and he drank the wine, and he got drunk, and he went to sleep. Meanwhile, Benayahu comes running down the tree, and he puts the chain around Ashmedai's neck. And when he woke up, Ashmedai begins to thrash to try to get out. And Benayo said, no, relax, pal. The name of God is on you. I've got this taken care of. You're mine. So now Benayo is leading Ashmedai back to Shlomo's palace. Now the Gemara now tells us that demons like to damage. So as Ashmedai is going, he bumps into a date tree, a palm tree, and he knocks it down. He bumps into a person's house. He knocks it over. He then is about to pass by the hut of an almana, and the almana comes begging. She says, please don't knock down my house. So what does Ashmedai do? He contorts his body out of the way. However, in doing so, he breaks a bone. Says the Gemara, this is in fulfillment of the pasuk of Veloshoin Raka Teshaber Garem. A soft word could break a bone, meaning sometimes you have the big and mighty, and they just got knocked down. And it's the soft word that just the opposite could cause the breaking of the bone. Sometimes the best way out of a situation is a soft word. Ashmedai then sees a blind person who is straying on the way, and he helps him back on the way. He sees a drunk person who's lost. He helps him back on the way. He sees a wedding that everyone's rejoicing. Ashmedai cries. He sees a man who goes to a shoemaker asking for shoes to last for 7 years, and Ashmedai laughs. The first day that Ashmedai is brought to Shlomo's palace, they don't bring him before Shlomo. Ashmedai says, what is this? Why don't you bring me before Shlomo? They said, Shlomo is overtaken by wine. So Ashmedai takes a brick and he puts it on top of another brick. They didn't know what he meant. They told Shlomo what Ashmedai did. Shlomo said, oh, I understand, I get it. What he's doing is he's saying that we have a tradition that if somebody is overtaken by wine, drinking a little bit more wine takes care of the problem. The next day, they still don't bring Ashmedai to visit Shlomo. Ashmedai says, what's going on? They tell Ashmedai, Shlomo is overtaken by food. Ashmedai takes a brick and he removes it from the top of the other brick. They had no idea what he was trying to say. They told Shlomo. Shlomo said what Ashmedai is saying is if someone is overtaken by food, the remedy is the next day to eat a little bit of food. Finally, the third day comes and they bring Ashmedai in front of Shlomo. What happens? He says to Shlomo, I don't understand. The first thing Ashmedai does is he takes a reed measuring 4 cubits and he throws it before Shlomo and he says, Shlomo, one day all you're going to have in this world are the 4 cubits in which you're buried. And you've conquered the whole world. And I don't understand. Now you want to conquer me? Shlomo says, no, I don't need anything from you. All I need is the shamir worm to be able to carve out stones of the Beis HaMikdash. So Ashmedai says, look, it was not given to me. Go to the master of the sea. The master of the sea, he has the shamir stone, the shamir worm, and he has given the shamir worm over to the Tarnagoila Bara, the wild cock, the wild rooster. He is trustworthy on his shvua not to give it to anybody else. So now they have to track down the wild cock, this wild rooster, or in Hebrew, we have it in this week's parasha, actually, the duchifas. So they found a clue. They wanted to know, where does the duchifas hang out? So they were told that the duchifas goes to a mountain that has not been inhabited. He chisels out the top of the mountain. He makes the mountain flat. He then cuts a hole in the mountain. He puts seed in the hole, and now the mountain becomes flourishes, and the mountain becomes inhabitable. And just as an aside, this is probably a very good way to get cheap housing, to use the shamir worm to carve out uninhabited areas. Be it as it may, they found one duchifas that had young children. They waited for him to go out during the day, and they covered his nest with a clear glass. The duchifas comes back and he can't get into his nest. So what does he do? He brings the shamir worm to cut the glass. And just then Shlomo's attendants go, boo! and they start all the duchifas. He drops the shomer. They take the shomer. The duchifas is so angry that he had to violate his shvua, and now the shomer is in the hands of mankind, that the wild cock choked himself to death and committed suicide. Meanwhile, they bring the worm back to Shlomo HaMelech. Now, Benayahu is together with Ashmedai, and Ashmedai uses the opportunity to ask. Benayahu uses the opportunity to ask Ashmedai, you know, why was it that when you saw the blind man, you helped him on the way? This is not your derech to be so kind. So he says, you should know, I heard a bas kol cry out min hashamayim that this person is a big tzaddik, and whoever does him a favor will be zoicha to olam haba. So he said, when you saw the drunk man stumbling on the way, why did you help him? He said, well, I heard a bas kol say this man has no share in the world to come, and therefore he has to get paid back whatever reward in this world. And why, when you saw the wedding that everyone was rejoicing, why did you cry? So he said, the reason I cried is because this wedding would not last. This person would die within 30 days, and the unfortunate wife would have to wait 13 years for the Yavam. And why, when you saw the man who wanted to buy shoes that would last for 7 years, why did you laugh? I laughed because I knew that these shoes would not even serve him for 7 days. He would not even make it 7 days. And why, when you saw a man doing magic, did you laugh? Said Ashmedai, because this man was using magic to try to discover treasures, and there was a tremendous treasure right under his feet. Right under his feet were the king's treasures. But now the Gemara continues. One day, the Gemara says that Shlomo maintained Ashmedai until the Beis HaMikdash was built. One day Shlomo was learning the pasuk that said that God rules over the angels on high and the Sayaf Yisra'im. And Shlomo says, wait a second, why doesn't it say God rules over man? Does that mean that the demons and the malachim are stronger than man? Ashmedai, how are you guys more powerful than us men? Ashmedai says, you want to see? Take the chain off my neck. Give me your signet ring, and I'll show you. And the moment Shlomo took the chain off of his neck, the Gemara said, Ashmedai swallowed Shlomo. And he spat him out 400 parsa, which means he spat him out of Eretz Yisrael. And now Shlomo is reduced to being a beggar. He is no longer the king. And who is the king? Ashmedai is impersonating Shlomo as the king of Israel. Meanwhile, Shlomo is going around begging. He's a beggar. And wherever he goes, he says as follows, Ani koheles hayisi melech al Yisrael birushalayim. I koheles, I used to be the king of Klal Yisrael. I'm no longer the king. And he comes to the Sanhedrin. And the Sanhedrin says, you know, this shoita, they call him, this beggar, this is what the Gemara says, is different than every other shoita, the Gemara says. A regular shoita, says the Gemara, has a different story, a different ma'isa every day, but this person, his kanz, all he says is, Ani koheles hayisi melech. All he says is, I was king. All he says is, I was king. That's all he says all day. There might be something to it. You know what? Who's that guy sitting on the king's throne? Maybe, is that Ashmedai? Is that Shlomo? There's only one way to find out. There would be only one person in the world who Ashmedai is scared of, and that is Benayahu, the one person who trapped him. They call Benayahu. They say, Benayahu, has Shlomo called you recently? He says, no, Taka, it's been a while. He hasn't called me. I can't understand. So now the Sanhedrin call the queens. Has the king had relations with you lately? He said, yes. And it's very strange because he even was Taiveya us when we were Anida. And not only that, he had relations with his mother, Basheva. They realize what happened. They realize that Ashmedai took over Shlomo. So they took the chain and they took the signet ring. And as soon as Shlomo went into the room, Ashmedai flew away. Says the Gemara, Va'afilu hachi, havale biasuso mine. For the rest of Shlomo's life, Shlomo was scared of Ashmedai. This is what it means. Hine mitasoy shalosh shloimoy shishim gibayrim saviv lami gibayrei Yisrael kulam achuzei cherem lumdei mechamayish cher bayrei chavi pach baleilos. Shlomo Melech armed himself. He surrounded his bed with 60 men, each one carrying the sword to protect him from Ashmedai. Amazingly, I saw in the Chida, in the Chumash Anoch and Shir Hashirim, he quotes his grandfather. He quotes his grandfather, the Chesed Li Avram. I was zoicha a few months ago to be in Hebron. I was taken to the ancient cemetery, and there, amazingly, we were zoicha to be at the Kever of the Chesed Avram. The grandfather of the Chida, Chesed Avram, writes, each one of these 60 men around Shlomo's bed had a daf. On a daf was written one of the Masechtas. Each one had mastered one of the 60 Masechtas. That was the protection of Shlomo. We could say, we've mentioned many times, Gemara's Rosh Tevois, Gabriel, Michal, Rifal, and Uriel. Who could protect Shlomo from Ashmedai if not for the great Malachi Asharis? And then the Gemara concludes as follows. Tzmach loikes Rav and Shmuel. Chad Omar, Melech, Shlomo used to be a king. Vehedyoid, he became a simpleton. Vechad Omar, and one says, Melech, he was a king, the Hedyot, and then he became a simpleton, Umelach, and then he became a king again. The Marshal says that certainly he closed out his life as a king. The point is that Shlomo ruled over even the upper spheres, and it's machlokes whether at the end of his life he regained control over the upper spheres, because according to the Gemara says explicitly that we read that he regained his malchus. So the machloikus Rav and Shmuel is, did he regain his malchus fully, even over the upper spheres? This is the lifetime of Shlomo HaMelech. Says the Chida, in the name of the Rama Mipanoi, in the Sefer Ma'amar Kesita, in Simin Peivav. In the words, Shir HaShirim is alluded to the entire life of Shlomo. Shir is Rashi Tevois, Shlomo Yarim Raish. Shlomo will raise his head. Shlomo Yarim Raish means Shlomo will be the head, he will be the king. And the word Shir is a remez, Shlomo Yeh Raish. However, HaShirim is Rashi Tevois, HaMelech Shlomo Yeh Rosh. King Shlomo will be poor, he'll be a pauper, he will collect tzedakah one day, but that's Hashir. What about the Yud Mem? Yachzar Melech, his Malchus will be restored. So at least according to Rama Mipanoi, the Remez is saying that Shlomo Melech's Malchus is restored fully. And we would have to say that according to the Shita, that it was not fully restored, but at least his regular Malchus was restored. But incredibly, we see in the word Shir Hashirim is a remez to the entire life of Shlomo. Shlomo Yeh Rosh, Shlomo will be the king. HaMelech Shlomo Yeh Rosh, Shlomo will be poor. Yachzar Melech, he will be king again. This is the incredible remez of the Rama Mipanoi to the whole daf of Samaches in Masechta Gittin of the life of Shlomo, alluded to in the two words Shir Hashirim. And the Chida adds, and this is something found in the Rama Mipanoi as well, Asher L'Shlomo is Rashi Tevois, Kael Shakai Roya Liboy Shalem Livnois Mikdash HaElyon, that even though Shlomo seemed to have done certain chatoim, all of his chatoim were with a cheshbon. Kael Shakai Roya Liboy Shalem, the Almighty God saw his heart as whole. Livnois Mikdash HaElyon. Let's just remind ourselves that Shlomo HaMelech seemed to have violated three lavim, lo yarbe loy noshim, lo yarbe loy susim, lo yarbe loy kesef, loy loy loy. Each one is a chi of malchus, lamates, lamates, lamates. In order to be masaking that, lamates, 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 39, 39, 39, he wrote 117 psukim of Shir Hashirim. So maybe the great powerful words of Shir Hashirim, the great Ava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, may it carry with us until the great Chasana. The great Chasana, of course, is Shavuos, when we'll be Zoicha, we daven. Samanavshi le'lokim le'kel chai. Le'kel chai is Gematria 49. And finally, on the 50th day, Masai avoy ve'eroa p'nei le'kim. I wish everyone a wonderful Sfiras Ha'omer, Emirat Hashem, the upcoming Yom Tov of Kabbalah Satar Haba Alinu L'Toiva.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.